All I know is that you're making a record, which is big news because it's been a long time as a band. You've had journeys, sojourns, solo projects, and something now is taking shape again.
Yes, it is. And this couldn't be any better. We're in Studio A here at the Sound Emporium. It's beautiful. We're joined by a ton of different artists. We've got Jamie Dick on drums and Jen Gunderman on keys and Avril Smith on electric guitar and acoustic guitar. So things are really spicing up for us. And It feels really great to be here in Nashville to make another record.
Walk us through, let's say, the last couple of years since the, you know, what you guys regarded as the beginning of the hiatus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we had been on the road about 220 days a year for 5 years, and we just thought maybe it was time to just take a little while off the road and see what we could find. Each one of us went and did our own projects. I biked from Switzerland to Albania, and Jenny Lynn started a project. Kimber started a project. We all kind of went into different genres, we went into different bands. And when we came back, amazingly enough, everything was much stronger. So that was the cool thing about that hiatus. Everyone was like, oh, they're done forever. And it was like, no, this was like, it was like a sabbatical. You know, you go out and you study different things and you come back and you're so much more excited to get together and to create again. So I think we've got something really special now as Delamay.
Did the reunions, actually being in the same room and making music together, take the form of let's write and rehearse up something, or did they take the form of a bunch of shows?
We did get together to write and just kind of reconnect after our time off. And, you know, even on our quote-unquote hiatus, we still played 6 shows. So it wasn't a complete time off. We did get together to write and reconnect. And then we just started right back into it and playing shows. And we joined forces with our manager, Michelle Conceason of Market Monkeys. And that also just kind of put us in a new plane of, like, being a team and like getting our act together. So the last year and a half has been a really, it's been a really fruitful time for us. And I think we believe more than ever in, I guess, the mission statement of Delamay.
Is there one?
Yeah, you know, I guess we have sort of an unofficial mission statement, which is we are, you know, standing up for the rights of women and girls all over the world and just standing up for representation for women in music. And we're not really shy about talking about it anymore.
Yeah, and happy to say it's been talked about a lot and in some very constructive and righteous ways in these last 2 years. The problem is the problem that is large enough that you're going to be chinking away at this and bashing away at it for some time. It's not like everything gets resolved because everybody got woke.
No, it won't get resolved, but we're just here doing our part. And I have to say, over the last 9 years, as we've been a band, we have seen some of these little girls who come to the table after a festival show and who look up to us. We've seen those little girls start bands. And if we have done anything in our lives as Delamay, those are the most important things we've done, is to get those young women into music.
You've also represented to young women around the world.
Yeah.
In some cultures and countries through your State Department tours that where these young ladies maybe facing just structural, educational and domestic opportunities or lack thereof that, you know, maybe you've given them a little glimpse.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that really drove home to us, like, how we can take stories back to the United States about how people live in other countries, and we can bring stories from the United States to women who live in places like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan about how we live and how we are independent, how we are strong, how we stand up for ourselves. So, you know, the last time when we were in Saudi Arabia, women couldn't drive yet, and now they can. So, you know, there's still a lot to get done in Saudi Arabia for women's rights, but they can drive now. That's just a little chipping away. So not that we did that, but, you know, we can see the change. So, I mean, I think things are changing. And, you know, I'm glad that Delamay is here to witness it.
How different is this band, mostly Nashville-based now, 2019, from the band that got launched in Boston maybe 10 years ago, in personnel and in spirit and intent?
Yeah, it's a little bit different in personnel. We started out with, we've had a couple different lineup changes, but right now it's still got the core three members who started in the band: Jenny Lynn Gardner on mandolin, Kimber Ludeker on fiddle, and myself, Celia Woodsmith, on vocals and guitar. We were a lot grassier back then. I think we were really trying to be just kind of the darlings of bluegrass. And believe me, these women who grew up, and I can't speak for myself because I didn't grow up listening to bluegrass, but, Kimber and Jenny Lynn grew up in it and they know how to play it. So they taught me everything I know about bluegrass, but we used to really focus on bluegrass music. And now I think we're really learning to open it up a little bit and experiment with different genres of music, experiment with rock and roll and blues. And I don't know what Americana is, but sure, I'll add that in there too. So we've grown musically, we've grown as a team. We've been a band for almost 10 years, so these women are like family to me. Just getting to know one another and trust one another more makes you better on the stage.
How much do you know as we sit here today on day two of tracking what the final result is intended to be, or are you here in quite an experimental mode with some new players and side artists?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's a lot that I can actually picture how it's going to sound and how it's going to come out, and it makes me so excited. But we just were experimenting with a fiddle tune just moments ago, and took a little while, and I'm not sure that the track is cut yet because it was sort of a big experiment. And that's what's cool about working with such amazing artists like Jen Gunderman, Jamie Dick, Avril Smith, is that we can sit in that room and just, that everyone is so solid that you can throw out ideas, you can throw out arrangement changes, and everyone's going to nail it. And maybe it makes it on the record, maybe it doesn't, but we're going to have fun doing it.
And who's producing you?
We got Dan Nobler producing us.
Oh, that name comes up. Actually, you're wearing Maya DeVitre's sweatshirt there.
Yep.
And he produced her solo projects.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's about all I know about him.
And Caroline Spence, and also one of Lake Street Dive's albums. So he's been around, and we're really excited about the sounds that he gets, and we're really excited about how he works with us and the way he gets our best performances out of us. So it's been fun.
Sounds like you're on your way.
We are.